Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Learning Meseches Nedarim, Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara at the beginning of the Daf is continuing the discussion that was started already in Daf Tazayin and Mebeis. The discussion of when you make a shvuah levatalis a mitzvah, when you make a shvuah not to do a mitzvah. The Mishnah said that even though a neder, which will prevent you from doing a mitzvah, is chal, a shvuah not to do a mitzvah is not chal, and you could still do the mitzvah. And the Gemara first brought a limit from it, Amar Rav Gidla Mishmuel, because it says, L'yachal Dvorei, Dvorei ne mechal of a mechal l'chefsi shemayim. Can't be mechal as dov estam, but for chefsi shemayim to do a mitzvah, he could be mechal Dvorei. And the Gemara explains, what's a chilek shvuah and neder? That was the previous daf. And this Gemara is discussing that L'chayah, why do we need that drasha for L'gabe Shvu? We have another drasha, Braisa, that says that you learn out the din, the Nishba Levatlos and Mitzvah Le'bito, is part there because by Shvu it says in Nefesh Yisishav Levatif Sesayim L'haray L'hetiv, and Yidarsh Nero Dimida Tava Ma Tava Rishus Afiroa Rishus. Then we learn out that that pasuk is talking about a dvar rishus, not a dvar mitzvah. So what do we need two psukim for? The pasuk of l'yachal dvar v'meichal l'chefsi shemayim, and the pasuk of l'arei l'heitiv. So the Gemara says, chad kol l'miftir mikar ben shvua, v'chad l'miftir min lav de shvua. The two dinim by shvua, for shvua ya'ivar olav l'yachal dvar, there's also a shvua l'gabi karben shvua, shvua's bita. If you violate a shvua b'shegig, you have to bring a karben. So you need one pasuk to mayit the shua from the lav, and the other pasuk to mayit the shua from the carbon. That's the Gemara. So the Karinari asked the Kasha that I could understand if you have a pasuk that's patterning a shua from a carbon, it still could be called a shua. Not every time you chayiv a carbon shua, it still could have a shame shua, and mele still could have a lav. A lot of times you find there's a shua lagabi a lav and not lagabi carbon. But if you have a pasuk b'mayit the shua from a lav, there's no liyachal dvari on the shua, so l'chayr it's b'chal not a shua. If it's b'chal not a shua, what's it sad that you should be chayv a carbon for it? That's right, the karenayr. I'm not sure why the kash is so mukhrich. Maybe liyachal dvari, avameichu l'chefsi shemayim, is just telling you that you don't have the lav liyachal. But this still be called a shua, but he gave the parasha of the shua of ishkiz yishavu levat v'sasayim, you still could be chayav a carbon for the shvua, and like after that, it still would have a shame shvua. Hamavai says the keren ari nemdan that once it doesn't have a shvua for a lav, so kumtay says no, it's a shvua here. It's not a shvua b'chlal. So he has a kasha. What's the havin? He should be chayav a carbon. The stipler, when he brings the kasha, he's matim it a little bit more. He says that the pasuk says l'yachal devarei, but the drash is avam mechalu l'chefsei shemayim. It sounds from the drasha that he could go and violate the shvua. He could be mechal l'chefsi shemayim. He should go be over on the shvua in order to do the mitzvah. So if the Torah is telling him, "Kum v'asei, go be over on the shvua and do the mitzvah," so kol shken avad does not charech, he should be chayiv a carbon. That's what the Torah told him to do. You can't be chayiv a carbon if the Torah tells you to do it. But even this, I don't see why it's mamish muchach v'kasha, because maybe all the drasha v'yachal devarim means the Chefs of Shemayim is not b'chal the parsha of Shvua Lagabi B'Yachal. The pasuk's only talking about Devari. We're not discussing Chefs of Shemayim. But ain't a chanami. Maybe there'd be another parsha which would tell you that it has a Torah Shvua, even B'negei a Chefs of Shemayim, Al Kapanam Linyan Karban. Good, but that's what the Achreinim ask. So the Karinari wants to answer. Al Pi the Shittas Ramban, the Gvaldiger Ramban and Muhammad at the end of the third parak of Shvuas. The Rifti brings the Yushalmi at the end of the third parak of Shavuos. He brings the Yushalmi that says that if someone makes a specific shvua not to do a mitzvah, not to eat matzah, not to sit in the sukkah, not to put on tefillin like the Mishnah says, the shvua is not chal, and he goes and he eats matzah, and he sits in the sukkah and he puts on tefillin. But if someone makes a shvua not to eat any matzah at all, not just Leil Pesach, not to eat matzah b'chlal, not to sit in a sukkah at all, not just on sukkahs, not to walk into a sukkah ever. So in that case, there's a kail in the shvua. The shua is kol two things. It's kol dvar shus. It's kol eating matzah nan on Pesach. It's kol sitting in a sukkah nan on sukkah. So there's no mitzvah. And it's also being kol matzah on Pesach and sukkah on sukkah and sitting in a sukkah on sukkah. So then it will be chal. Then the shua will be chal. Because since it's a shua, a general shua, not specific to the mitzvah, then it would be chal. And he wouldn't be allowed to eat matzah on Pesach or to sit in a sukkah on sukkah because of his shua. That's stated in the Yerushalmi. The Alamar says we don't paskin like the Yerushalmi, but the Mechamis says, no, we paskin like the Yerushalmi. The Rif brings down the Yerushalmi. That's the Psak Halacha like the Yerushalmi. Now the Ramban says a chiddush, that's only legabe the lav. But legabe karbin, even if the shua is kail rishus, even if the shua is kail rishus, but still, the part of the shua which is kail the mitzvah, there's no karbin. That's how the Ramban learns the Gemara there in shua staff of kimmel and beis, that's less of a lav vehein. That since it's not shayach shvul levatel, it's not shayach shvul lekayim, it's less of a lav vehein. Because legabe karbin, it's not shayach shvul levatel, even when you're being kail dvarim rishus together with mitzvah. Hazak the karnayel, if he's that's very miyushiv. The pasuk by Malchus is telling you it's bechlal not a shvua. But that only applies when you're not being kail dvar rishus with it. When you're being kail dvar rishus together with the mitzvah, then it is chal in your Malchus. And you're not allowed to be over on the shvua. And you'll get Malchus if you're over on the shvua. So there you need a pasuk. In that case, that I'll call upon him, there's a p'tur karbin. That's like the karinari of all the geteritz. Problem is, it doesn't stem with all the rishenim. Like we said, the Balamar holds that even in the case of kail, it's not chal legabe malchus either. And the Rambam happens to hold that that by kail it's chal for karbin also. That anytime it's kail dvar shus, it completely has a din shvu legabe everything. Sai legabe malchus, sai legabe karbin. So it'll only be a teretz according to the Ramban that holds that when you kail dvar shus, it's only a shvu for malchus, it's not a shvu for karbin. The stipple holds that the whole teretz is a bissel dachuk. The Bryce's mashma we're talking about, not talking about kail. The Bryce's mashma stam, we're talking about someone making a shvul of atlas semitza. Doesn't mention anything about kail. The Gemara never mentions anything about kail. It's a schal miftik, the carbon shvul, chal miftim alav the shvul, alav the shvul. So the stipple wants to say very mechudish the teretz, and it brings the raya from Rashi and Shuas in a few places. That the pasuk that's coming to patah from the lav of shvua is not coming to say that if you violate the shvua, I mean the carbon shvua. The pasuk is coming to patah from carbon shvua is not coming to say if you violate the shvua you patah from a carbon. That's pashit. You're supposed to violate the shvua. Mechul chafsi shemayim. You don't need a pasuk patah from a carbon. Now you would think that's dumb. The etzem making such a shvua is being mechayev a carbon. Ke'en like a shvua shekel l'sha'avar. Just like when someone makes a shvua, a chalti, and he didn't eat, he's chayav a karbon because he made a shvua sheker. So maybe even a shvua la'abo, shvua shle'eichel matzah, shvua shle'esha besukah, maybe it's like a shvua sheker right away. Because it's not chal. You can't keep such a shvua. Chayav, it's like a shvua shav. You'll have a malchus, a shvua shav. But the problem is, could be to also be a din carbon b'shegig on such a shvua, because such a shvua is automatically going to be like a shvua sheker. So maybe das alein will give you be mechayiv you a carbon for making the shvua in the first place. He brings Rashi and Shuas on daf chavav and aleph, and also on daf chavaleh and beis that says that the same drash of bahar lehetiv is also be mamayit shvua shav. It's the same idea, Nishbul of Atlas and Mitzvah from Nishbul of Shanis and Sayyidua. That's Land Rashi. He says, Lefi Zeh, it's Bechlal not Shver. It's not, after we have a Pasuk Ramayi from Malchus, you know it's not a Shvua. We know that now you're Mechuyiv to do the Mitzvah. But you would think you still have to bring a carbon if you made the Shvua B'Shegig, because the Etzim Shvua is a Shvua Sheker, even whether you're Mekayim it or not. So even though you ended up, even though you were mechuyev to be mevatel the shvua, to be over on the shvua, but the malchus is not coming. The carbon, I mean, is not coming because you were over on the shvua. The carbon's coming for making the shvua in the first place. And so the stipler wants to go, and he's ma'ir about it. And now let's start the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Yesh neder b'seich neder v'ein shvur b'seich shvur. The Mishnah is going back on the previous Mishnah of Chayim and Adarim b'shuas and saying another Chayim that a neder could be chal even though there's already a neder there, but a shvur can't be chal once there's a shvur there. Ketzat, what's the case that a neder is chal even when the neder is there? If you say, v'ni nozirim eichel, v'ni nozirim eichel. He says, twice v'ni nozirim eichel, v'ochel and he eats. Chayav kolachas v'achas, he's mechuyiv to each nazirus that he was mekamu. And the Rishonim say, and some Rishonim actually goyrus this in the Gemara, that who would din if he says, hareni nozir, hareni nozir, without the yameichel? Like the Gemara klar is medamet to the machlokes of Huna and Shmuel, where he says, hareni nozir ayayim, hareni nozir lamacha, according to Huna, according to Shmuel, even he says, hareni nozir ayayim, twice. It has nothing to do with the yameichel. The yameichel was just put there to make it dumi to the case of Shmuel, where he says, shvur shleichel, shvur shleichel. But the gevart is, hareni nozir is chayiv for each naziris he was mekabel. Hashenkin shvur says shvur shloechel, shvur shloechel v'achel, ain't a chayiv al achas. If he says two shvurs, then he won't eat, and he eats, he's only chayiv for the first shvur, he's not chayiv for the second shvur. Now the reason why shvur, you're not chayiv twice. So the Rosh says, dein shvur chalal shvur, dein ishbon l'kayim mitzvah, the lesser b'lav v'hein. The Rosh says, because when you make two shvuas, the second shvu is a nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. We had before the Gemara nishba levatel es ha-mitzvah. The Gemara brings a pasuk, b'memayit, nishba levatel es ha-mitzvah. It's not considered a shvu. There's no chiyuv karban, there's no lav like we just discussed. So, since nishba levatel you don't have, you can't make a shvu not to do the mitzvah. Who would then, when you make a shvu to do the mitzvah, so you don't have lav v'hein? That's another drosh in the Gemara in shvuas, lahari lehetiv, that there has to be issa b'lav v'hein. A shvua has to be that you could have made a shvua to do it or not to do it. Here you can't make a shvua not to do the mitzvah. So melehu adin, you can't make a shvua to do the mitzvah. So anytime you already have a shvua, now you have a chiv mitzad your first shvua, blimes the mitzvah tida mitzad your first shvua. It's already nishbon l'kayim es mitzvah. You mechuyiv tida mitzad the first shvua. You can't make a shvua now not to eat it, because that's nishba levatel es mitzvah. Who then you can't make a shvur to eat it? It's nishba l'kayim es mitzvah. But the Rosh is going l'shitasei. We had before in the Afchesim and Aleph, the shitasei Rosh, that by nishba l'kayim es mitzvah, it's b'chlal not a shvur. It's not chal, not for malchus and not for karban. The Gemara there says, shari yinish l'zruzei nafshei, menayin l'nishbon l'kayim es mitzvah, because even though he's mushavai mar sinai, but shari yinish l'zruzei nafshei. And the Rosh is masbid there, even though it's b'chalal not a shvur, you would think he's been making a shvur shav, he's making a shvur which is b'chalal not a shvur. Kamash Malon, since it helps to be zuzei nafshei, it helps to make him a zoris, to do the mitzvah better, so mainly he's allowed to do it. But the Ran sheet that there is, that nishba l'kayim es mitzvah is only a p'tur karban. The din of issa b'lav v'hein is only a din l'gabe karban. Karban needs it has to be issa b'lav v'hein. Mashenkin legabe bal yachel, only nishba levatel se mitzvah is part of bal yachel because you have the drasha here of a mechel lechefsi shemayim, dvarin a mechel of mechel lechefsi shemayim. But legabe malchus, there is no miyut for nishba lekayim es mitzvah. And mel the ran sheet and afches is, and nishba lekayim es mitzvah is considered shu legabe malchus. And Agamara says, shu shleichel v'achel in a chayim v'lachas. It's mashes b'chlal no chiv on the second shvur, not karban and not malchus. So the Ran can't hold that the Rosh is tam why shvur ain't shvur b'sech shvur. So the Ran says tam because he's mush b'vaymit. It's mashma that ain't a chinami when you make a shvur to mekayim a mitzvah, there the shvur is chal. But if you already have a shvur, it's not shayach a second shvur. It's mush b'vaymit. Mushba Mar Sinai, and that's a lav dafka dikalasha. A ma'aser achiv is only a chiv asay, or whatever it is, it's only a chiv mitzad the mitzvah. Now you can be ma'aser for new chiv mitzad the shvur. Mashenkin, if you have a shvur already, so the second shvur is not being ma'aser for anything. He's already mushba v'aymin, so mel it's not chal. The Baal Amar, in the end of the third parak of Shvuas, he makes a chilik between nishba l'kayim es mitzvah, a mitzvah asay, and nishba l'kayim es mitzvah, mitzvah leisa say. Nishba l'kayim es mitzvah, mitzvah say, holds like they're at. that the Ptur is only a Ptur Malkus. I mean, only a Ptur Karban. It's not a Ptur Malkus. A Ptur is only a Ptur Karban. Lagabe Karban, Ishbel, Lekayim, is a mitzvah. You don't bring a Karban. But Malkus there is. Mashenkein, Nishbel, Lekayim, a mitzvah, is Leisa say. There he says that there's no Shvua Bechlau, not Linya Karban, not Linya Malkus. And he says, because Enes Sechal Alisit. He brings the Kol Yerayif in the Gemara in Makkus. The Gemara in Makkus, Bayesh Chayish Tel Amechad V'chayiv Al Mishum Shmein Alavin. The Gemara says that you can have a case with somebody with plowing one furrow, Gemara Daf Mishum Daf Chav, could be Chayiv 8 Lavin. Gemara goes through the case. It says he's a Kayin, and he's a Nazir, and a basic furrow, and it's Yamtif, and he's Chayish B'shar V'chamar, the whole thing. So the Gemara says, Kasha, why don't you make one more thing? He makes a shvua that he wouldn't be chayrish. So the Gemara says he can't say that case because he's mush b'va'imit. So you see, klar, that even legabe malchus, when you make a shvua to mekayim the mitzvah, he's mush b'va'imit anyway not to do it because it's because of all the other yisurim. So making a shvua won't work because he's mush b'va'imit. And that Gemara is talking about malchus. So zok the balamar this chilek nishbal kayim misasei. That's only a Ptur Karban, it's not a Ptur Malkus. Nishbal Kayim as Halaisa say, that's a Ptur Malkus also because it didn't have any Sechal on this. The Machamis, they holds like the Rosh, that in all cases, even Nishbal Kayim as say, it's not a Shvu Klal, not Le Karban, not Le Malkus. But the Balamor, holds like the Randav Ches, still says that Nishbal Kayim as Halaisa say, it's part because it's a Sechal on this. The Rand could also hold that way. Al Kabanim, that's Le Gabi Ein Shvu B'Sech Shvu. Lagabe Yesh Neder B'Sech Neder, there we have a three-way Machlokes Rishonim, how Vaidikos. The Shid de Saran and the Taisus, they say both Mefurish. And that's the Mashmois of the Rosh and the Mefarish Rashi also, like the Shach says Kali and Simon Reish Lamites. And also the Rashbi here says it Eifenart. They will hold that that's limited to the case where the Gemara said it, the case where he said Hareini Nazir, Hareini Nazir. Well, there the pshat is, he's mechuyev to keep a second naziris. And in that case, and in that case alone, we have yesh neder b'seich neder. Masha'en kein, legabe malchus, you can't make an issa neder and issa neder also legabe malchus. It's only legabe to mechayev him in another naziris. That the second hareini nazir schal is a chalois neder hareini nazir ben geya that he's mechuyev to now count another 30 days and be a nazir again. But legabe the iser that it should be chal another iser to drink wine or to metame lemesim or to do tasperis because of the second hareini nazir that you don't have. And who and din when you say kainim kikas elai and you say kainim kikas elai a second time also it's not chal a second iser. And the Rishayna bring a raya, because if we be chal a second iser, if he says, kainim kikas alai, kainim kikas alai, so why did the Gemara have to switch to Naziris? Why couldn't the Gemara say, yesh neder b'sech neder, regular neder? If he says, kainim kikas alai, kainim kikas alai, he's chayiv shtayim, ha-sheng in shvur shleichel kikas alai, shvur shleichel kikas alai, he's not chayiv shtayim, he's not chayiv alachas. So you see from there, that the only case of Yesh Neder B'Sech Neder is Dafka when he says Hareini Nazir, Hareini Nazir. And even the case of Hareini Nazir, Hareini Nazir, these we shine them whole, it's Dafka to Mechayiv him a second Naziris. Not to Mechayiv him more additional Lavim on the first Naziris. But there are two other Shittas in the Rishayim. There's a Shitta that by Naziris you be Emes Mechayiv Shtayim. By Naziris what a din is, that both Nedarim Machal, if you're over the neder during the first period of the Naziris, Yechayim Shtayim, Yechayim both for the first neder and for the second neder. But that's Dafka by Naziris. Mashenke by Nedarim, if you say, Kainim O'echel Kikazu, Kainim O'echel Kikazu, you're not Chayim Shtayim. And the two different Esbeirim that are given for this Shita, the Shita that's Mechalik by Nedarim, by Naziris, Yechayim Shtayim, by Nedarim, you're not Chayim Shtayim. The Ritva says, stop, it's a din because ein lech baya lechidushai. The Balti learn out this din from Nazir Lahazir. Nazir Lahazir teaches you that a neder is chal on neder by Naziris. That din was said by Naziris, it's a big chiddush, Ein lechbayel lechidusha. We only know it by nazirus. We can't shtel it to nedarim. And that the Ritva asks that nedarim, like nazirus, he learns is an issa chefsa. Both nazirus and nedarim are both have in common their issa chefsa. Shulis is an issa gavra, but nedarim and nazirus both have in common there's an issa chefsa. So memela, you wouldn't say ein lechbayel lechidusha by nazirus. Because since Naziris is an Issa Chefsa, so we learn out to all Issa Chefsa to Nedarim also. Why shouldn't we learn out to Nedarim also? They're both an Issa Chefsa. But that Kash is from the Ritva, at least over here, holds that Naziris is an Issa Chefsa. But in the Shita Mukavetzes, it's brought the Shita from the Ranbi, a Rishon called the Ranbi, that he says the reason why you don't learn out Naziris to Nedarim is fakered, because Nedarim is an Issa Chefsa. By an Issa Chefsa, once it's Chal an Issa, it can't be Chal another Issa. And Naziris is different because it's an Issa Gavra. And we spoke about this earlier on Dav Gimel. We brought the Machlokes Achreinim, the Mari Ben Leiv had said that Nedarim, that Naziris is an Issa Chefsa. And we brought the Mari Basan, which is brought in the Chuvis Marit and Chelik Aleph, Simon and Dalit, also held it was an Issa Chefsa, but it's not pshat that it's called the Chefsa of the wine, because that won't be Shaykh by Taglachas and Tuma, but the pshat that it's an Issa Chefsa means it's a Shal Chal the Chefsa of the Guf of the Nazir. It's like when you have by Nindarim, we had earlier Yeser Pi Ladiburi, or something like that. Here also, it's Yeser Pi for wine, and Yeser the Here for Taglachas, and Yeser the Guf for Mitamal Mesim. But it's also a Chalais Issa, which is Chal on the Guf of the Nazir. Mashenkin the Marit held that no, that all Naziris is that Fasa, you become a Chalais Shem Nazir, and the Memel of the Torah asks, just like if you're a Yid, you get Yisurei Torah. If you're a Kayin, you have Yisurim Negei to a Kayin. If you're a Nazir, you get Yisurim Negei to a Nazir. We brought the Ritva and Shvua said that way, which is different than, which is not like the Ritva here, which says Kloda to Nissa Chefsa. But the Ranbi says, Mamish like the Marit. Mamish ke Kitzirasai. His nusach is miyach kibul on the ba'atzim aliyas nazir nesu b'dvarim lolu doyma lemishin is gayer shemiyad nesu b'choli siri teira. He built the sheyeshim olav el mechukei adin. Kena nazir mitzuvo yeitzim in agefen. So okay, that's why you can't learn after Naziris, because Naziris is not an Issa Chefsa, Nedarim is an Issa Chefsa, but Issa Chefsa b'chol matshayich. That one should be chal on the other. He says, "Oy b'zay, if it's an Issa Gavra, so why don't you learn at Shua? Shua is also an Issa Gavra." So he says, "Nazal Az is by Nedarim, Nazal Az is by Neder of Nazir." It doesn't say it by Shua. It says it by Naziris. You can't learn at Shua for Naziris. But Nedarim, Betzim would be able to learn it for Naziris. But Naziris is an Issa Gavra. Naziris is an Issa because it's chal on a Meshem Nazim and Meli is also like the Yisurei Teira, Mashenki Nedarim, which is an Issa Chefsa. Al Kabbanim, you have this Shita that it's Dafka by Naziris. By Naziris, both Yisur and Machal, he's like a Shtayim if he violates the Naziris. Mashenkin by Nedarim, you can't learn out. That's the Shita of the Ranbi that in the Shita Mukabetis. And the Ritvar brings such a Shita. It's also in Sefer Yashar, Beinu Tam, Simon Kuf Chavav. Kamir Shainim hold that way. And there's another Shita, the Ritvar, and the Ra'ah. And the Chedush Yeramban and Shuas Tafchafim Abeis and other Rishainim that hold that no, even by Nedarim that's a din. Yesh Nedar B'Sech Nedar applies to everything, including Kainim. Including Kainim, a Nedar could be Chal on a Nedar. That's the Xeris, the cause of Nazal Hazar. There's no din of Ein Nedar Chal on Nedar. There's no din of Ein Issa Chal Isser. A Nedar could be Chal and he make another Nedar, it's Chal and second Isser and he gets two Malkus. And Einachanami, the Mishnah could have said the case of Kainim, but the Ritva says one teretz, because he wanted to give a case of Im Eichel, which is only negated to Nazir, any Nazir Im Eichel, because he wanted to be Dummi to Shvua, and then he says he holds as a better teretz, that he wanted to say a case with, of the Pasuk of Nazir Lahazir, that you learn out that Yesh Ned B'Sech Ned, was said by Naziris, so the Mishnah says it by Naziris, but who then applies to all Nadar? So these are the three shittas. Either it's bechlal, no iser neder or iser nazir could be chal. It's only negay the kabbalas naziris that has to keep another naziris. That's the Ran, the Taisus, the Rajba. and Kama Rishonim, the Ranbi and the Shita Mekubetzes, and the Sefer Yosher and Kama Rishonim bring it as a Yesh Mefarshim by Nazirus, a Schala second Isser, but not by Neder, not by Kenomis. And we have the Shita of the Ritvan, there are on others, that by Neder also, it's Schala another Isser. Now, the Ran, on Daf Yud Ches, when he brings the Shita that by Nazirus is Schala to Isurim, he asks him Gvaldik Akasha. He says, if it's Schala to Isurim, and if you violate the Isurim Nazirus, you get two Malkis, so why do you have to keep a second Nazirus? You're already keeping the second Nazirus when you're counting this Nazirus. You're telling me there's two Nazirus is here. He's chayiv twice. So what's the pshat that he has to keep a second Nazirus? He has two Nazirus in. From the fact that you see that he has to keep a second Nazirus after he finishes the first Nazirus, in dem shtey that it's not shaykh b'chlal a second Isurei Nazirus when he has the first Isurim. In other words, even though the Nedev Nazirus is chal, the Kabbalah is chal, but the Isurei Nazir can't be chal. And that's why he has to mikayach this Kabbalah, keep the Nazirus when this is finished. Which is the mashal similar to he had before on Dav Gimel, on Dav Dalad really, Nazir Hu Beveis HaKvaris. He has a Kabbalah Nazirus which is chal, and as soon as he becomes tar, he has to start counting the Nazirus, because he has a Chalais Nazirus. He just can't actually count the Nazirus because he can't be a Nazir because he's Tameh, Lefid HaGemara there. So here too, he can't be Mekayim his second Kabbalah's Nazirus because nothing could be Chal, because man is already a Nazir from the first one. So merely has to be Mekayim the second Kabbalah's Nazirus after he finishes the first one. But if you're going to say that the second Nazirus is Chal, and he gets two Malkias, so he is being Mekayim the second Nazirus. He's being Mekayim it, the Chayach from Def 2 Isur in Nazirus. So why does he have to make a second count of Nazirus afterwards? Let him keep both Nazirus in now, and after the end of these two Nazirus in, he should bring Karbanis for both of them, two sets of Karbanis. Why does he have to keep a second day in Nazirus? That's the Ran's Kash at the end of the Sugya. So Shmuel Rozovsky in Simon Hay, he says that the standard teretz to this Ran's Kash and the Ramban is that even though both Nedarim Machal, but Lagabi the Din Minyan, Lagabi that it should be counted as a Minyan Nazirus, since these days are counted already as a Minyan for the first Nazirus, they can't be also counted as a Minyan for the second Nazirus. So even though the second Nazirus is Chal, and he gets Malkus for the second Aziris also, but the minion of the second Aziris, he can't be minded those days. They're not oil the minion of the second Aziris, because they're already there for the first Aziris. So it'll be similar, Lamashal, to a wee paskin by an Azir Tamei, that the Aziris is Chal. Aziris is Chal. And a Be'echen also even for Malkus, the Aziris is Chal. But Lamai said, it's not a minion. It's not a minion Aziris till he's tar. But Lamaisa, anything is over will get Malkus, because the Nazirus is Chal, it's just not the minion of Nazirus. He has to count 30 days of Tara. See here also, the second Nazirus is totally Chal. The male of all the Isurim of the second Nazirus are Chal already, but he's not Yates, it's not a Kim of the minion of the second Nazirus until he finishes the first Nazirus. That's a standard Tarets that's given. The Ran holds no. The Ran holds that since Lamaisa, all the Isurim are Chal, even though these days are being nimna for the first Nazirus, but if the second Nazirus is also Chal, so then why can't there be nimna for both? Why can't there be Oil Lakan Ulakan? But the Rabbanos know, once they're being Oil for the first one, they can't be Oil for the second one. That's what the Rishain and the Ritva, there are the ones that would hold that the Nazirus is Chal. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky says, this is a little bit dachuk, because it's Taka Chiddush, the Ran sounds more like the Pashtus. If they're ready, if the second Nazirus is Chal, so why shouldn't the minion work for both of them? And he has another kasha. He says, he's mavurin Yerushalmi, he brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is going on the Mishnah that someone says, I want to be a Nazir now. And he also says, I want to be a Nazir when my son is born. So he starts his min. No, let's say he says the other way. First he says, I want to be a Nazir when my son was born. And then he says, I want to be a Nazir now. Stop, I want to be a Nazir. So since he made the neder a nazir when his son is born first, so he starts his minyan nazirus now. Then when the son is born, he has that nazirus. That was the first neder. So he interrupts his minyan for the minyan of the nazirus with that came because of his son's birth. And then when he finishes that, then he goes back to his own Nazir. So that's what it says in the Mishnah in Nazir. And the Shalmi's Mavur, that at the time when the son's Nazir starts, he doesn't get two Malkus. It says, if you give him Asura for his Naziris, that's Chal. But Smashmi doesn't get two. He could get Malkus for either one, but not for both. So that's his Kasha. You see, Klar, that you can't have Malkus for two different Naziris. So Shmuel Zofsky says like this. He wants to say a different chat in the Ramban. That Einachinami, the Ramban's Maskim, Lagabi the Isra of Loyechal, Loyishta, Loytatami Lemesim, it's not shayach because you have two nazirisin to be over two malchus. And he says, l'fi the marit l'mashal, it's taka not shayach. If you learn that the side of Yisuri Nazir is, naziris is like we said, naziris is the person becomes a nazir, and memela the Yisuri Nazir of l'yaychal, l'yishten, l'yitam, l'meisim, astam Yisuri Torah that are given to a person that has kedushas nazir, similar to a kayin having issa by itam lemesim, we're not marrying a grusha, and similar to stam, every year that has isurim, not eating nevela. So even if he has two kabbalas naziris, for lemaisa, why should he have two isurim? He either is a nazir, he's not a nazir. If he's a nazir, so he has his isurim. If he's a nazir, it's satunadarim. It's right, the only one. He's one person. He's a nazir. Avad, he'd only have one isur. Now, when the Rishonim say that he gets two lavin, they mean dafka lava bal yachal. It's mavur early in daf gimel mebeis, and nasa orsas even lava bal yachal. Bal yachal is because he violated his kabbalah. So two kabbalas, yeva two lavin bal yachal. Avadad lavin vol yechal yishli tamal meisim na chayach tu. Those are stam lavin for anyone who has kedushas nazir. So just because he happens to have two kabbalas naziris, that's not going to give him two Malkis, right? He has Kedushas Nazir. Mashayin came, the love of Layachal, we balti made two Kabbalas. The feed of Rishainim that hold that both Kabbalas are Chal Benegay, the love also, not only Benegay that he has to keep the Kabbalah later. So he gets two love of Layachal. So if you learn the Ramban that way, it's very Miyushiv, the Teretz and the Ramban from the Ran. Because each Kabbalah's Naziris is mechayivim to be a Nazir 30 days, and it's very mistarber if he's already a Nazir mitzad the first Kabbalah, so that can't be counted as the minion of the second Kabbalah. Because even though the second Kabbalah was also chal, but it's not mechayivim more than he's mechayiv already, so I'll go upon him the minion of Naziris, that's totally on being over the level yechal yishan leitam lemesim, and the second naziris is not mechayiv and more in the chiyuv naziris than the first one. So avad, it's not a minion naziris. But when the Ramban's saying that he's getting two malchus, the pshat is getting two malchus al slayachal, and that's shayach because since the chalos naziris is chal, it's chal the chalos naziris. It's only a chesaron that you can't make the minion. But the chalais naziris is be'etzem chal, so male there are two kabbalas, not to drink wine. So until he could start and finish the second naziris, he'll be able by yachum inside the second naziris also. A very geshmak of shal will come at a bit chiddish. The way of Shmuel Zofsky is learning is right from the Yishalmi. Kum tais the machalikas Yishayinim legad ben naziris is not negeya to the Yisuri naziris of Loyechel Yishal Yitam Alameisim. Those Nisurim don't come Mikayach the Kabbalah, they are vad the two Kabbalahs aren't going to make a second set of Yisurim. It's only Legabi the Bal Yachel, that Issa comes because he's violating his Kabbalah, so there the Rishayim hold that the Chiddush of Yesh Neder Besech Neder means that the Neder is Mamashchal, the Yisuri Neder Echal, not the Yisuri Nazib Al Kapanim, the Yisuri Neder Echal, and Mimele will get two Yisurim of Loyachel. That's how Reb Shmuel wants to line up the Sugya. And now let's go weiter. The Ran brings a Gemara. He had in his Giras a Gemara, which you don't have. He said, it's in Mixus Neschais. And the Giras was, Kevin the Omar Reini Nazir Havalei Nazir, V'chi Achol Tuvo Masrim Bei Mechayim V'kol Achila V'achila. And once he says, Reini Nazir is a Nazir, and if he eats a lot, and you give him Masro, he should be Mechayim on each Achila. And the Ran is Mazda, but the Gemara is asking two questions. First of all, why do we have to say Hareini Nazir and Meichel? Just Hareini Nazir itself, you can have the same thing. If Yesh Neder, Besech Neder, Hareini Nazir, and he said Hareini Nazir. What's this Hareini Nazir and Meichel? And the second kasha the Gemara is asking is like this. If we're already saying that we're saying Areni Nazir Amaychel, so we can have an easy case of Yesh Neder B'Teich Neder, even if he only said one time Areni Nazir Amaychel. If a person says one time Areni Nazir Amaychel, and he eats twice, if you master him twice, if you warn him twice before each Achila, he'll become a Nazir twice. So again, you'll have the same case of Yesh Neder B'Teich Neder, even when he says only one time Areni Nazir Amaychel. So why, first of all, why does he have to say Amaychel, period? And second of all, if for whatever reason was saying Areni Nazir Amaychel, if one time he says Areni Nazir Amaychel, you already could have two Nidra Naziris in that one time if he eats two Kazaisim and your Masra between each Kazais. And the Gemara's answer is, Enechinami. But since it says by Shvu Shalai Eichel, and Shvu you need the Shalai Eichel, and Shvu also you need the two times, Shvu Shalai Eichel, Kikazu, Shvu Shalai Eichel. That's the only time you'd have the Chiddush of Ein Shvu B'Teich Shvu. So Mamela, by Nader also it says that this Eifin, Hareni Nazir Meichel, Hareni Nazir Meichel. Ad Kan, the Gemara, that was in Mixus Neskais with the Pirish of the Rat. Now, in this Gemara, it says two very big Chiddushim. One chiddush is that if someone says Hareni Nazir Meichel and he eats twice, it becomes two times a Nazir, even though only one time said Hareni Nazir Meichel. But on each achil, he becomes a Nazir. And the Ran, Shtel Su, the Ran says, I have a raya to this. There's a Gemara in Shuas that says when you say Shvua Shalei Eichel, on each Kazai is Echayiv. Each Kazai is Echayiv. As long as you add Hasra for each Kazai is. So you see that Shaloi Eichel is Kail each Kazayas. So who had din Areni Nazir im Eichel? Each Kazayas will make an Areni Nazir. And the Karenai is very bothered. Mechayr, it's very different. When you say Shvu Shaloi Eichel, you makab on yourself not to eat. So every Kazayas is a violation of the Shvu. Every Kazayas, you're violating the Shvu. So merely, you chayiv twice. Because there's two violations of the Shvu. But here, he's not violating anything. He didn't give his word about anything. He said, Hareini Nazir Amaychel. If I eat, then I want to become a Nazir. Mehechet Tasty wants more than one Aziris. He only said Hareini Nazir once. He wants one Aziris, but tonight that he eats. If he eats, he becomes a Nazir. Mehechet Tasty, if he eats again, he becomes a Nazir again. The Rishash adds to this Kasha that the Mishnah says in Nazir, in the second Perek, it says, Kishiili Vlad Eya Nazir. And it's Mavur in that Mishnah that he says, when I have a baby, I'll become a Nazir. He's only Nazir by the first baby. By the second baby, he's not a Nazir. You don't say, since he said, when I have a baby, I'll be a Nazir, so any baby that he has will make him into a Nazir. No, it's the first baby. He means one Nazir, like he says, have any Nazir. So the Shash has a teretz that it really depends on the intention of his Kabbalah's Nazirs. There, the Indian was the Chayra Akarsa type. The Abish says, Mazakah me with the Vlad. I'm going to do something good. I'm Makabala myself. I'll be a Nazir. I'll do the mitzvah of Naziris. I'll do the precious, the Kedush of Naziris if I get a child. So, he means the first Vlad, if he gets a child. So, merely, he owes the Abish to Naziris. It doesn't apply to a subsequent child. But here, he's trying to prevent himself from eating. He's giving himself a knas, an einish, if he eats. That's the pshat in this. When he says Areni Nazir Meichel, he's making a knas on himself. He's trying to keep to his diet or whatever the case may be. He has a reason not to eat. He doesn't want to aser it miko v'ko for whatever reason. He wants another way to prevent himself from eating it. Areni Nazir Meichel. So merely if he eats it, he'll have to be a Nazir. He doesn't want to be a Nazir. If he wanted to be a Nazir, there'd be absolutely no reason to say Areni Nazir Meichel. He could just not say Areni Nazir. The pshat is, he wants to give himself an incentive not to eat it. Very similar, let's say today, someone would say, if I smoke a cigarette, I owe $10 to tzedakah. He wants to stop himself from smoking. That's hard. He doesn't want to make a neder not to smoke, he'll be afraid he'll violate the neder. So he does it in this way, that he punishes himself, al yedei a neder, if he smokes. That's the pshat in Areni Nazir Meichel. So I have a zayt, stay mit the shvua. Just like by Shvua, when you're makabal on yourself with the Shvua not to eat, every kazayis is a violation of that Kabbalah. Here, it's similar to a Kabbalah. You're trying not to eat. And you're saying, Hareini Nazir Meichel, you're using Naziris to be mechazik your Kabbalah, your commitment not to eat. Good. So you say the same svara. Every kazayis is a violation of the commitment. Every kazayis makes you a Nazir. Hashash says, you could see from this Gemara, Lach HaLamaisef, someone commits himself. Someone says, I'll give $10 at stock. His example is if I ever walk into such and such a house. So he's chayiv every time he walks into the house, $10 at stock. But the Gemara says even a bigger chiddush though. The Gemara says he's chayiv for each hasra. Every hasra. Without it, without another hasra, he wouldn't be chayiv eating another kazayis. And the Ran explains, why do you need hasra for each kazayis? Because he says in Lashon Le'adiv Ve'achilas Halo L'schayev Aleim Nizivis K'shetolabem M'l'schayev Aleim Karbonu Malkas K'shenish B'shalechel Kikazu. That just like when you make a shvua not to eat, you only considered to be, you only could get two Malkis if you have two Asrois, or you can only bring two Karbonis if you have two Halamis. It has to be B'shnei Halamis. If you eat two Kizayse Chaylev Behelem Echad, you're not chayev each one. Only if it's two alamas, you knew in between, and then you forgot again. Who would then hear to be mechayev naziris for each one has to also be with two asrois. So also the kainer of the Rishasha bothered with this kasha. What does asrois have to do with it? Bishleimet to get malchus. We understand each malchus needs asrois. It's alacha by malchus. He needs asrois. Mashain came over here. He knows that he was mekabel himself naziris. What is he Nasrah for? What does Nasrah have to do with anything? But the Teretz is that it's totally really in a Machlokes Yishenim and Makis. The Mishnah Makis says, Nazir Sheyishayse Yayin Kol Yayim and Chayev El Achas. Amalei Al Tishta Al Tishta Vu Sheyishayse Chayev Kol Achas Machas. Mishnah Makis Daf Kaf Aleph. And the Shaila is, what's the Chilik? Why? So the Yishenim bring Rashi, Tais and Chafim and Beis and the Ridva, they bring Rashi. That the pshat is that asra only works techli dibra of asra. So Mamela, let's say he gives him asra in the beginning. He says, don't drink wine. So the first cup of wine he drinks, that's techli dibra of asra. So then the asra works. Afterwards, since it's not techli dibra of asra, he could say, he forgot the asra. He pashit, you're missing asra. That's how he teaches the Mishnah. Mataisis there and the Ridva argue. They say, no, they have a raya because the Gemara in Kedush and Nafai and Gimel says that if a Kayin Gadol, let's say, is boil an almana three times, he gets only one Malkus. But if he's boil three different almanas, he gets three Malkus. And the Gemara explains why. Because it's gufa muchlakim. If it's one isha, it's called one guf. If it's three nashim, it's gufa muchlakim. You have a similar thing by karbanis. Someone is boil one isha nida, kama bi is behalam echad. He didn't know she was a nida. He's boil more than one bi is behalam echad. He's only chayiv one carbon. Mashain kain, if it's bayil chamesh nashim nidis behalam echad, if it's five different gufim, there's a din of gufim uchlakim. He's chayiv carbon for each one of them, even though it's behalam echad, but the gufim are mechalik. So the Gemara says the same thing legabe malchus, that one isha, one almana, he's chayiv, if he's bayil a few times, he's chayiv only once, but gufim uchlakim, he's chayiv three times. So, Fregen Taisis in the Ridva Manavshach. If there was a new Asra, you see, even by Yayin, which is not Gufa Machlakim, and by Matami Lemesim, which is not Gufa Machlakim, the whole Mishnah there, you see that the Asra gives you a separate Malkus than each Asra. So the Gemara has to be talking about that there was only one Asra. And still the Gemara says that by Gufa Machlakim, Yechayiv three times. So in them state, does I. That as long as it was Asra when he first started doing the Avera, even if he repeated the Avera again, the Asra is still Chal. It's not called, it's not lacking in Teichah Deidibur. Teichah Deidibur you have to do from the start of him doing the Avera. But when he repeats the Avera, there's no Chsar in Asra, he still have Asra. So how come Nazir Shushayse Yayin Kol Hayayim is Ein Echayiv Ala Achas? Aye, the Asra you have in the beginning is good enough for all the Shtiyas. Because you're missing Chiluk. When you do the same Avera twice, that's not a chiluk. You can't get two Einshim. Two Einshim has to be for two separate Averas. Just like by Karbanis. Two zeisich chayil bela machetz, you don't get two karbanis. Two karbanis has to be two separate aveirs. Chayil and dam are two separate aveirs. If it's shtei halamis, the idea is a machalkis. The idea, the fact that a new in between, that's machalik. So that's the same thing with malchus. If this gufim machalakim is no chsayin ashoa, we don't need a chiluk. The gufim themselves are machalik. When it's considered guf echad, like shtiyas yayim, which are not called gufim machalakim, and like metamel emesim, and like levish klayim, or yepeshiv levish, where it's not considered gufim machalakim, then you need ashoa to be machalik. So the purpose of the asra is to be mechalik, not to give asra for the einish. So Mamela, the Ran tells it to here also. That's how the Ran learns up the Gemara. That the pshat is like this, like we said before. The say what he's saying, Hareini Nazir Meichel, is the Kabbalah's Nazirus is Kain and einish on the Achila. It's mechazik the Kabbalah on the Achila. That's what it is. Now, it goes through in the same eifen, like the Ran says, of Karbanis and Malchus. Just like Karbanis and Malchus, you have to decide, what did he violate the Im Eichel once or twice? So Lagabe Karbanis and Lagabe Malchus, if you don't have a straw being Mechalik, or you don't have Yediyah being Mechalik, Shtei Zeyse Chelev V'chele Machas, or Yitz Tu Zeyse Chelev without a straw in between. There's no Chsar in a straw, like we said. The straw was when he first started eating the Chelev. The problem is, it's not considered he was over it twice. It's not considered two averis. He didn't violate the Issa twice. He didn't violate the Shavua twice. So Zakhtaran, the same thing. He wants it to go in the same Eifin. Have any Nazir Meichel as a Pshat, if I violate Mayim Eichel, it's Ka'ain like he was Makabal Natid. It wasn't really. But it's Ka'ain like that. That Rainy Nazir is like an Einish on his commitment not to eat. So whenever he violates his commitment not to eat, the Einish is, it becomes a Nazir. So in order to be considered that he violated it twice, you need to asra to mechalik the two achilas to make them into two separate aveiros, similar to malchus and karban. That's the pshat in the Ran.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.